Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Sunday morning to everyone out there that's tuning in this morning live. And for those of you that is catching us later on in the archives, hey, say happy day to you also. And hey, thank you so much, Isaiah, as always, for introducing Home-Based Business 101 and being the voice of Home-Based Business 101. I just thank you so much, wonderful grandson. Hey, I want to thank the listening audience out there. The numbers, you know, they're constantly going up. 21,196 if you have decided to listen to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, helping make us the number one home-based business show here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, you know, we really appreciate your support. And one of the things, you know, that you can do is take advantage of the free gift that we give people. So, you know, if you haven't already done so, go to www.zamzufreeagent.com/movementsunlimited and sign up for your free gift. Hey, the chat room is open, and I'm going to post that also in the chat room. So, you know, I want you to take advantage of the free gift that we offer. Free doesn't hurt anybody, okay? So, you know, do that for me, please. Today's show and topic is winning. You know, winning. What is winning? It's just about everything, you know, and I'm not talking about just winning in business, but also winning in life, winning in the things that, you know, mean the most to you. So, you know, winning. Winning is very, very important, and, you know, that's what we want to focus on this morning. So, you know, I have some questions out there. You know, what is your definition of winning? What does it take for you to win? What are the qualities of a winner? Do you feel you are a winner? And these are, the topics that we're going to discuss this morning here on the Gospel of Working from Home on Home-Based Business 101. Winning. You know, I heard a definition a long time ago by, you know, a great motivator, and now was he a motivator, but, I mean, was actually a serious business builder and team builder, you know, and was a mentor to me when I was involved in this business called A.L. Williams. And Art used to say, you know, that a winner, what is the winner? He said, you know, some people can stay excited for an hour, some for a day, some for a week, some for a month, some for a year. He said, but a winner stays excited until they won. See, so, I mean, see, that takes means winning also has something to do with perseverance. See, some people, you get involved in something, and you're excited. You know, this is really something that's always amazing to me. You know, people, you know, I'll share some information, want to do a presentation. Oh, man, they're excited. And, you know, we scheduled for a follow-up interview or follow-up appointment, and when I go to call them, it's almost like they lost their excitement. Prime example, yesterday I had a person came out to a training class at the dude, and, you know, they was like, hey, I like this. This is great. I got one other thing I need to do, but look, I can get with you Monday, and we can go ahead and take care of this, you know. I said, okay. I said, when I get home, I said, I don't have my appointment book with me, but when I get home, I'll check, I'll give you a call so I can see what time I'm available Monday. So I called him Monday, you know, I called him when I got home. This was no more than 2 hours after the person was all excited and, you know, and just about assured me that this was something they definitely wanted to do. And so I called him to let him know what time would be good for me on Monday based on my, you know, appointment schedule and see if we could find a mutual time. And their voice changed. It was like, yeah, well, I'm not going to be able to get with you Monday. I said, okay. He says, but I got your number, and, you know, when I'm ready to do this, I'll give you a call. But, see, that wasn't what they said when they left from the class. You know what I mean? They had a smile on their face, and they was excited. And so I put this in the context of this definition of winning, as Art said. You know, some people excited for an hour, some for a day, some for a week, some for a month, some for a year. But a winner stays excited until you get the job done. See, we get excited, and then we go talk to somebody, and they bring us back to a point that I talked about last week. They bring us back to the point of us feeling not worthy of our goals or not worthy of our dream. Learn helplessness. See, we get excited, and then we go back to reality. That's good for somebody else. It's not good for me. See, winning, you got to stay excited till you get the job done. See, there was something that excited this gentleman yesterday. And then some kind of way between the time he left me and the time I called him again, something unexcited him about it. See, and you got to go. This is the thing, people. Most of the time, your gut feeling is right. His gut feeling, when he saw what he saw, told him, this is for me. And then he lets somebody steal his gut feelings. So what does it take for you to win? It's that you got to be the master of your destiny. See, you see something, you feel something tingling inside of you and has you excited about what you want to do, then you got to move on that. See, you got to move on that. You really, really have to move on that. If not, somebody's going to take it away from you. And so, you know, so what does it take for you to win? One is you got to have a clear-cut vision of what you want. And when you have a gut feeling, it's called intuition. Now, you know, women, you know, they call it mother's wit. You know, my grandmother, you know, I used to learn a lot of mother's wit from her, you know. Grandma would, like, you know, hey, whew, Lord, have mercy, you know. And I know she's, you know, in heaven with the angels and God right now, you know, but, you know, looking back and looking down on me. But, you know, Grandma had a lot of mother wit, a lot of mother wit. You know, a lot of time I'd ask her, how you know that, Grandma? She said something called mother wit, boy. See, intuition. See, so you're going to have those intuition feelings, and you got to follow them. If not, the dream stealers are going to come along, and they're going to snatch your dream. I'm telling you, because they're waiting. They're waiting to pull you back into the land of ordinary, in the land of familiar. So they want to keep you in the land of familiar. They don't want you to go into the land of promise and hope. See, but there's something out there for you. You know, God don't give you dreams and visions for you not to fulfill them. So, you know, you got to take this thing about winning seriously. And what does it take for you to win? What are some of the qualities of a winner? Well, there's a good book called The Psychology of Winning, written by Dennis Wheatley. And, you know, I mean, this is a great book. It's a little short book, too, you know. And it's a very good book, you know. And, you know, it's called The Psychology of Winning. You know, in this book, it covers a lot in terms of the whole game of life, the winner's circle, the overview. You know, what does it take to be a winner? What are the qualities of a winner? You know, and so, you know, I really suggest that you pick up this book. And again, you know, if you don't have the book, you can take and go take advantage of that free gift we talk about each week. You know, go to www.zamzamzuufreeagent.com/movementsunlimited. Sign up, get your free retail and travel store, and then you can go to Barnes & Noble's on the site, and you can order this book. And not only buy the book, but get cash back and pay yourself. See, you need to pay yourself every time you purchase something, and that's the gift that we give away. But let me get back into the book. I just wanted to tell you how you could get it. So the qualities of a winner. Number one, positive self-awareness. See, you got to have positive self-awareness. See, so you need to work to develop your level of awareness. See, and that's one of the things that a success coach, motivator, spiritual leader, Yana Van Zandt, talks about. She talks about levels of awareness. And a lot of times people do things because their level of awareness is not the same as your level of awareness. So when you have a goal, a dream, or a vision, and people, you know, subdue that, it's because of their level of awareness. And they'll implode on you a negative level of awareness. And so you have to have a positive self-awareness. Be positive, you know, about yourself. Next is positive self-esteem. You know, very, very important. You know, you need to make sure in terms of your positive outlook that you have great positive self-esteem and that you feel good about yourself. So we have a saying that we have our children do, you know, part of our nonprofit, and we work with youth. We have them say the following to help them with this positive self-esteem piece. I feel good about myself. I feel good about the people around me. I feel goodness all around me. And it will follow me for the rest of my life. Because I walk with good. And I talk with good. And I am good. And that feels real good. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Till you're good as you're better. And you're better as you're best. You can do it. You can do it if you just stick to it. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and better and better and better. See, you know, you can say that over and over to yourself, people. That'll help you with your positive self-esteem. You know, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about the people around you. If you don't feel good about the people around you, then you need to get yourself another circle of people to be around. Don't be around people that make you feel less than a human. See, I ask people out. People say, you know, you cold. I'm not cold. I'm not going to let nobody rain on my parade. If you're dog, disillusioned, crybaby, always complaining and crying, I don't want you to be around me because, see, that's all you're going to do. See, if you're positive, happy, and motivated and got visions, you know, then great. You know, I can share with those type of people because we can go somewhere together. See, the negative people, there ain't but one place you can go with them, into a negative hell, a living hell. You never notice those people that are always negative and down, they always got some daggone problem going on in their life. You know, and if you get involved with them, you're going to be involved in their problems. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't be helping people, but some people bring stuff on themselves. They have a negative karma because what goes around comes around. As you sow it, so shall you reap. And if you put yourself into a negative sphere of influence, that's what you're going to get, negativity. Next quality of a winner is positive self-control. This is a deep one. See, we have to learn how to be able to have positive self-control. You can't get everything you want in a day. So you have to have positive self-control with your budget, your money, your time, your finance, with your relationships. Positive self-control. Next quality of a winner is positive self-motivation. See, I remember Les Brown talking about one time about who motivates the motivator. He said, you know, he said, people, y'all see me up here, you know, and they get, you know, because Les Brown's a great speaker, you know, I mean, he gets you jacked up, man. I mean, you know, but he talks about who motivates the motivator. See, so you got to have self-motivation, see, because if you're a leader, yeah, you can motivate your people on your team, but who motivates you? See, who motivates the motivator? So you got to have positive self-motivation so that you can do what you need to be able to do. Positive self-expectancy. Positive self-expectancy. You know, that means you got to expect what you want to happen. So it's important that, you know, that you have a goal. That's where vision boards come in. You know, that positive self-expectancy. And, you know, that's five qualities. There's five more. What I'm going to do is just take a little short, quick station break here. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home-Based Business 101 is part of Movements Unlimited Outreach, Our business outreach program, Movements Unlimited, is a 501c3 nonprofit youth and family development company, and we specialize in working with youth and also helping families fulfill missions and move forward in a more prosperous and socially positive direction. And we also give away a free gift, a gift that's free for life. And we really want to make sure people take advantage of that gift. That gift, you go to www.zamzufreeagent.com/movementsunlimited, and you can get that free gift and save 20 to 30% on your shopping and get cash back and 30% of the vendor commission every time you use it. Hey, let's hear what one of the people have to say about that gift real quick, and then I'll get back to the other five qualities of a winner. And this is my grandson has to say, Isaiah, about ZAMZU.
If you're not ZAMZUing, I do not know what you're doing, because by ZAMZUing, you get to save and make money, and that's my message to you.
All right. Thank you for that short message, Isaiah. So, again, people, you know, listening audience, make sure you take advantage of the free gift that we offer. That gift is totally, absolutely free. Okay, I want to get back to the whole thing about winning. I was going through the qualities of winning. I went through the first five qualities, and I want to go through the second five qualities. Quality number six is you got to have a positive self-image. See, again, as I said, you know, that saying that we go through with our young people, I feel good about myself. See, you got to feel good about yourself. You got to have a positive self-image. See, if you feel nobody likes me, everybody hates me, you know, where are you going to go? You know, come on, people, you want to be a winner. Winner feels good about themselves, even when other people looking at you. You know, sometimes people, they say, well, they arrogant. No, you need to look beyond the surface. You know, the people, they're not that. They're winner. You know, winners have positive self-image, and they carry themselves a certain way. So you need to be able to focus on it. Winners have positive self-direction. You know where you're going. See, if you know where you're going, you can get there. Now, see, let's say you're on the highway and you're driving somewhere. You better know what route you're supposed to get on to be able to get where you go. You just can't just start driving. Say, well, you know I need to, you're leaving from California. You say, well, I know I want to go to New York. Yeah, well, you got to go east. But you got to know what road to get on. So positive self-direction, the same for what you want to do in your area of business or expertise. And that's why I say everybody, there's no exception. Everybody needs a mentor. See, everybody, come on. So you got to seek out. You got to find with something that you want to do. You got to find yourself somebody that can mentor you into that. Fortunately, you know, me and my wife, we're being mentored by, you know, a millionaire and several other people. And that's good, because we want to get to millionaire status. I don't need somebody that's not making $1 million to mentor me on how to get to millionaire status, because they can't mentor me on something that they haven't obtained. And it's the same for you. As I tell young people, why internships are so important. You know, and I say sometimes you get paid, sometimes you don't. Don't go for the money. Go for the knowledge. You wanna learn how to be a physical therapist? Find a physical therapist that'll mentor you. Go sign up, volunteer. You know, I tell them, go volunteer with a physical therapist and ask them, you know, I want to really learn this field. I want to be mentored in this. And, you know, they will help you with the direction. Next quality of a winner is positive self-discipline. See, you're going to have two pains in life, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. So you need to have positive self-discipline. Either you discipline yourself to accomplish what you want, or you're going to have the regret of not achieving it. See, yeah, you know, without no discipline, as one of my teachers always said, there can be no development. Without any discipline, there can be no development. You need to be able to discipline yourself so that you can move forward to accomplish what you want to accomplish. If you don't discipline yourself, then you're not going to get there. Positive self-dimension is next. I mean, you know, hey, what, you know, you can't say enough about this in terms of, you know, your outlook, your discipline, your outlook, positive self-dimension. And the last is positive self-projection. How do you project yourself? You know, just so important. You know, your projection of yourself. Do you project yourself as a winner or a loser? See, do you project yourself as a winner or a loser? And you got to understand the importance of doing that. You know, and I wanna do is right now is cover again something around your self-image. See, because we all have something that we carry with us. It's called a little robot, my robot. And this is a little poem that goes with this. And from this, you know, you'll get to understand a little bit more of what we're talking about here in terms of this winning and being a winner and what you have to do. And again, this is out of the book, The Psychology of Winning by Dennis Wheatley. You can go online. You can purchase this book from yourself by, you know, getting that free mall that we have for you out there, www.zamzoofreeagent.com/movementsunlimited. Sign up for free. Go to Barnes & Noble once you want to your page, and you can order this book and any other book you want, and when you purchase it, you'll get cash back and 30% of the vendor commission. Well, the poem goes like this, my robot. I have a little robot that goes around with me. I tell it what I'm thinking. I tell it what I see. I tell my little robot all my hopes and fears. It listens and remembers all my joys and tears. At first, my little robot followed my command, but after years of training, it's gotten out of hand. It doesn't care what's right or wrong or what is false or true. No matter what I try to do, it tells me what to do. Woo, that's so deep, people. I'll read it again, and then we're going to break that down as I wrap up today's show. I have a little robot that goes around with me. I tell it what I'm thinking. I tell it what I see. I tell my little robot all my hopes and fears. It listens and remembers all my joys and tears. At first, my little robot followed my command, but after years of training, it's gotten out of hand. It doesn't care what's right or wrong or what is false or true. No matter what I try now, it tells me what to do. See, and it's talking about the power of the subconscious mind, is that when you tell yourself something over and over again. That's why you got to tell yourself over and over again, I'm a winner. Because when you start telling your mind I'm a loser, well, your mind's going to do losing. It's going to have you do losing things. You tell your mind I'm a nothing and a nobody, your mind's going to have you act like a nothing and a nobody. You tell your mind that, hey, you know, I'm great. I'm wonderful. I love myself. I'm happy. I'm going to accomplish the things that I set out to do. You know, I'm going to be that person that I want to be. If your goal is to be successful in your business, you know, you need to have that vision board up, or, you know, pictures up so that you can see every day to remind yourself to feed that robot. See, because when you also see it, the subconscious remembers everything. See, it would be nice if we could go into our brain like you can do a computer and delete files, things that happen that you don't want to impact you no more, that you could just delete it from your brain. Your brain remembers everything you've ever done. And it's stored in your database, in your memory. And you have at times when them files, you know, you feel something a certain way and you don't even know it. The computer just opened up that file. I'm talking about the computer in your brain. And it opens that file. And when it opens that file, then it takes you there. You know, you ever walk into an area and a smell triggers certain things in you? See, it's because that smell is associated was something you was feeling at a particular moment when the first time you might have smelled that or something. You know, it might have been odor from a house that you used to live in that you were sad because you had a bad relationship, and you smell, and all of a sudden you smell that smell again, and then all of a sudden you're down. You're not happy. A certain food, a certain taste might trigger a certain emotion in you. See? So, you know, we are very, very complex work of God. In terms of all of us are human beings. We are a very complex work of God. And so there's a lot of things that trigger things in us. And so it's important that we, you know, in terms of that positive self-image, is that we constantly feed ourselves positive thoughts. You need to listen to positive music. See, one of the reasons, my belief, and this again, this is my belief, one of the reasons we have such a, some vast negative things going on in society is the things that people feed themselves, the music that people listen to. If you watch nothing but some of these videos where people half naked and singing all kind of vulgar and degrading things about women, then you're going to have a negative attitude and negative view about women. You can't watch that stuff, listen to it, and think positive about somebody. It's going to feed your subconscious mind. And if you walk around and that's what you're singing all day long, then you're going to act it out at some point. I beg to differ. People say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't affect me. You're a lie. We just read about the little robot. See, what you put in, it's going to come out. And so if you listen to that garbage, now call it, that's right, I call it garbage. You listen to that garbage, that negative stuff over and over and over and over again, you're going to be negative. But if you listen to positive, uplifting things, you're going to be positive. If you listen to things that tell you about loving and caring about people, then you're going to love and care about people. If you listen to stuff to tell you about hate, then you're going to hate. See, so the positive self-image is important, and these are all qualities of a winner. Again, I advise you to go out and get the book, The Psychology of Winning by Dennis Wheatley, so that you can do what you need to do to win in your life. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on the Gospel of Working from Home on Home-Based Business 101. And I hope you got something out of the message today on winning. And, you know, this is a great, great book, The Psychology of Winning. And, again, you know, the qualities of a winner is positive self-awareness, positive self-esteem, positive self-control, positive self-motivation, positive self-expectancy, positive self-image, positive self-direction, positive self-discipline, and positive self-dimension, and positive self-projection. And I leave you again with what we teach the children in Movements Unlimited. And, you know, this is something that you can say. It's not corny. It's something that really will help you. I feel good about myself. I feel good about the people around me. I feel goodness all around me. And it will follow me for the rest of my life because I walk with good, and I talk with good, and I am good, and that feels real good. Good, better, best, never let it rest. To your good is your better is your best. You can do it if you just stick to it. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better and better and better and better. Hey, you can take that to the bank, people. Hey, well, you know what time it is now as we wrap up our show each week, each day. Each time we do a show, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Always make it your time in life and go after your dreams. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Until next time, this is Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101.
Up to what? We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.